My guest at this time is Tom Borelli. He is a contributor to Conservative Review and has been a longtime policy analyst and activist on issues related to energy in particular. His latest column for Conservative Review is GE, Corporate Welfare's New Poster Child. And Tom, thanks very much for being with us.
Great to be back with you, Greg.
Let's talk about the thrust of this story, and that's that as people talk about different corporations getting benefits from government, one of the most egregious examples, you believe, in recent years has been General Electric, which has decided to export about 500 jobs to Europe because of its protest of the U.S. ending the Export-Import Bank. And you point out that it's been the recipient of quite a bit of taxpayer money over the years. Why do you see this as perhaps the most egregious example of corporatism?
Well, because General Electric, under CEO Jeff Immelt, ever since he really took over, has really been it's a model really of corporatism, where he uses government really to boost profits of General Electric products. Look, a free market is great as long as it's free, but what General Electric does is they use their lobbying force to try to get government favors in order to boost sales of their products. And the Export-Import Bank is just one of those examples where foreign countries and companies, you know, get cheap lending from a bank that we, the people, support. And prior to Congress, the one thing Congress has done right so far is not authorize this bank. CEO Immelt had threatened to move jobs overseas if the bank was not authorized, and it was not authorized at the end of June. So now it looks like Immelt is following through on his retaliation by claiming to move jobs overseas. And you have to keep in mind, General Electric is not your everyday company. We the people bailed out General Electric during the market crash in 2008. In fact, they got a $16 billion loan from the Federal Reserve. And the FDIC also tweaked its requirements that allowed General Electric to be qualified as a bank so that some of GE's loans would be backed by, again, by we the people. So with Immelt, it's a one-way street. We, the taxpayer, have all the burden while he wants all of the benefit.
Was GE like this before TARP?
You know, that's a good question. Not to this degree. I think when you look at the way corporatism has developed, you know, through the Obama years, whether you look at Obamacare or, you know, green energy, I think as government has grown, the big business have become more and more cozy with big government, and they have a great little network of D.C. insiders where they figure out the laws, where they lobby for the law so that they end up benefiting big government and then also boosting their sales.
Tom, it's one of the takeaways here that just as we fear that if the individual gets too used to government subsidies that they're going to be very hard to go back in the opposite direction. Is the same thing true for public sector?
Great observation. Absolutely. You know, and you can see this in the statements from Immelt and Boeing, by the way, is another company that benefits preferentially from this Export-Import Bank. You know, before Congress ended the bank, both CEOs and executives were really screaming that they really need this. So there is a growing dependency of big business on big government, but remember, not like the individual people who may be on an individual subsidy, whether it be food stamps or some sort of welfare program. Big business has a lot of big money to spread around Congress to get special favors.
What's the answer here? Obviously, both parties have either industries or specific companies or corporations that they're pretty cozy with, and a lot of people on both sides of the aisle want to end this. Some say it's radically simplifying the tax code. Others say it's lowering corporate tax rates. Some say it's more than that or other things. What do you think is the most effective and pragmatic way to address this?
No, I think fundamental tax reform would be a great way to advance really free markets and a lot of, with corporate taxes as well, you know, bringing a lot of money that's sitting overseas, you know, bring it back here. If you really had a simplified tax code or even a flat tax or even a zero flat tax for corporations, they'd have every incentive to keep employees here and to grow here, rather than trying to manipulate the system for an individual company's benefit. And that's what we have now. Companies like General Electric, they have an army of lobbyists that really tweak the tax code for to benefit them while the rest of us end up paying for it.
In the end, how likely is it that we'll actually get some major reform here?
Well, it's going to take a new administration, that's for sure. And we see some of the GOP candidates have been talking about major tax reform. But, you know, it's sad because, you know, a number of elected officials benefit as well from these special interests because they get the money to really try to tweak the laws to the big business's favor. So that's why every individual needs to be engaged, watch what their representative is doing, and then really push for a smaller government because that's really the only answer.
Tom, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks very much for bringing this to our attention.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Tom Borelli of Conservative Review, longtime policy analyst. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.